Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And we're also hearing now, we're getting a word from our reporters who are outside that the conference has in fact adopted that resolution, and Cheney has been removed from the number three spot in Republican leadership.
Out, out, out!
You know, Liz, she can hold a grudge.
I will do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I am flying a commercial and have a flight that I have to make, so I have to leave here by 12:30.
We're so sorry to inconvenience you.
It's not that we have a gasoline shortage. It's that we have this supply crunch. And, you know, if you drive an electric car, this would not be affecting you, clearly.
Swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. I started off last hour with a numbers wrap-up for the day. I have an update on the numbers wrap-up. The number I'm going to give you now is 681. That's how many points the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down today. 681 points. Because things are going so swimmingly. There's not a crisis. There's a gas crisis. There's a supply crunch. Inflation is not going to be a problem. Just ask the Biden people. It's just the highest numbers since 2008. The highest number of illegal aliens, most of whom are going to become total wards of the state and dependents, and God only knows what. Some of them, huge numbers, have tested positive for COVID-19. 178,000 crossed the border or tried to cross the border last month. So, but you know, Joe Biden, Jen Psaki, they all say everything's fine. So the stock market, this is how much they trust them. 844-500-4242. We didn't do the poll question last hour, so we should do it here now. Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie, buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you now hoarding gasoline?
Yes, but I would advise everyone else to not hoard gasoline. Don't top off your tank because that'll leave more for me.
Do as I say, not as I do. Rules for thee, but not for me.
Excuse me, I have to get out of here and catch a commercial flight.
15% say yes, they are hoarding.
That's not true. Tell the truth. You got to tell the truth. I know you're not under oath. It's not sworn testimony, but of course you're hoarding gasoline. Everyone's hoarding gasoline. Video shows wild fight at North Carolina gas station amid panic buying. A fight erupted at a crowded gas station in North Carolina yesterday. You may have seen this. It was at the Marathon station in Knightdale, North Carolina, according to WRAL Channel 5 News in Raleigh. A woman spits into the driver's side of a gray Honda. A man then gets out of the Honda and spits at the woman's face, at which point they begin exchanging blows and grappling, during which the woman tears into the man's red T-shirt. The man also appears to toss the woman's cell phone into the street. The witness who recorded the fracas told the TV station the woman was trying to cut in line when she drove her vehicle into the side of the man's car around 2 p.m.
Tuesday. Your buddy in the Honda tried to cut. Like, the f*** is you doing, bro? Wow. Yo, she spit on his. Oh, shit. Yo. Buddy kicked her into the street.
No arrests so far. We're still trying to find Glenn Heller, the guy who used to own Beacon Hill Golf back in the late 1970s. He was charging $5-6 a gallon and getting screamed at every other passenger car that went by that one only paid $2 or $3. But we're looking for him. If he's listening in the Berkshires, please give us a call. We'd love to talk to you about the good old days. See, every day it's more like the, it's more like the 70s, you know? It's just the crashing stock market, stagflation, inflation, Mid-East turmoil. It's all come back. It's amazing. Only four months ago, everything was okay. I mean, the economy had been ravaged by the panic, but, you know, there was no turmoil in the Mideast. Gas prices were stable. Inflation was under control. All right. Okay. 844-500-4242. Let me read you the other couple of statements that Donald Trump has sent out in the last day or so. The first one I'll read about Martha's Vineyard. And, you know, they've just approved a windmill program out in the bay. Congratulations to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts for the privilege they will have in looking at massive windmills that have been approved by the Biden administration and are being built in China, of course, as part of an extraordinarily large wind farm. Wind is an incredibly expensive form of energy that kills birds, affects the sea, ruins the landscape, and creates disasters for navigation. Liberals love it, but they can't explain why. In any event, Martha's Vineyard, an absolutely wonderful place, will never be the same. Good luck! Exclamation point.
I love that liberals love it, but they can't explain why. If you ask one, they'll say, well, it's free. The energy is free. Oh, okay. How about the cost of harnessing that energy?
Yeah. How about it's going to—it's they love it as long as it's not in their backyard. We're going to have a guy on tomorrow to talk about the—this is really NIMBYism running amok with stopping these solar projects and these wind projects. So anyway, this is his statement today after Liz Cheney was removed from the number three position in the House Republican caucus. Oh, he's live? Okay, you want to listen to a little bit of this? We'll listen to a little bit of Biden.
Their first shot by July the 4th. The second was having 160 million Americans of all ages fully vaccinated by that same date. I'm pleased to report we've made strong progress on the adult vaccination efforts in just the past few days by making it easier than ever to get vaccinated. You can visit vaccine.gov or text your zip code to 438829 to find a vaccination site near you. And we're also opened up thousands of federal pharmacy sites to vaccinations without appointment so people can just walk up and get the shot. Now, more employers than ever are giving people time off as well to get their shots. More grocery and retail stores and sports teams are providing discounts and promotions to encourage customers and fans to get vaccinated. I was talked to a bunch of governors yesterday. One of the governor of Maine points out that if you're a hunter or a fisherman in Maine and you want to get a license, no problem. You don't have to pay for it if you get your vaccination shot at the same time you get your license. Whole point is there's a lot more convenient places for people to get their vaccine shot. From May 24th to July 4th, Uber and Lyft, and I think it's incredibly generous of them, are going to offer everyone in America free rides to and from vaccination sites. So go online, find out where the vaccination site is, call Uber or Lyft. They will take you there, wait for you, and take you back. As a result, even though more than half of the adults in the country have already gotten their first shot, we have fewer people who need to be vaccinated than ever before, and we're actually seeing a slight increase in the pace of vaccinations across the past week.
I'm not familiar with that. I don't know about that. I don't think that's true. I think there are fewer people getting it. But anyway, we'll keep rolling on that and see what he has to say.
Howie, could you do me a favor and designate this office as a vaccination site so I can get a free Lyft ride to work? I drive 100 miles a day. Be very convenient for me.
I'm going to look for one of those federal pharmacies that he was talking
federal
about.
Federal pharmacies.
I mean,
yeah.
I go to CVS myself. Other people go to Walgreens or, a local pharmacy. Now, there's one in Florida called Fedco, but I've never been to the federal pharmacy, actually. They're going to set up federal. I hope the federal pharmacy is run as well as they, the Veterans Administration or the Small Business Administration, something like that. All right. So anyway, here's what we'll pull some cuts as they come around as the show goes on. This is the President Trump's statement today after Liz Cheney was thrown out of her position. Liz Cheney is a bitter, horrible human being. I watched her yesterday and realized how bad she is for the Republican Party. She has no personality or anything good having to do with politics or our country. She is a talking point for Democrats, whether that means the border, the gas lines, inflation, or destroying our economy. She is a warmonger whose family stupidly pushed us into the never-ending Middle East disaster, draining our wealth and depleting our great military. The worst decision in our country's history. I look forward to soon watching her as a paid contributor on CNN or MSDNC! He's really hot on that. That's great stuff. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I'm back in New England now, and of course, one of the first appointments I had was at Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. I love Florida, but when it comes to my teeth, I wait to come home for the best. Dr. Bruce Houghton. I've said before, Dr. Houghton is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. I'm not into all these new protocols since the virus, but I have enjoyed a lot of the new procedures that Perfect Smiles has put in place. Many of these new devices they use put you in a state of total relaxation when you're getting work done on your teeth. If you put off your dental care over the last year, don't wait any longer. So much of your overall health is connected to dental care. If you have problems with your teeth or gum, especially as you get older, you're not going to be happy. From complete reconstructive work to veneers, Perfect Smiles can do it all for you. Getting to Perfect Smiles is easy, and they have free parking that's also very plentiful. It's right off the main highway in Nashua. I always know I'm in great hands at Perfect Smiles, and that's why I book my appointments way out. Give Perfect Smiles a call today at 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. I can't recommend Perfect Smiles any more highly for all your dental needs. You can also see my before and after video at PerfectSmiles.com. Call them today, and don't forget to let them know Howie sent you. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarrShow.com.
I can still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin horn thug, and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
Why is Dementia Joe out there today saying the same stuff he's been saying for days, if not weeks? Well, even very fake news needs new video every day. And if they don't have something of his supposedly great news about the vaccines and how many more people are getting them and the free stuff they're giving away, what else are they going to report on? The violence in Israel, the stock market losing almost 700 points, inflation, the worst in 14 years, illegal alien invasion, the worst in 21 years. You know, the average gas price, the highest in 6 or 7 years. So, what are they going to talk about? So he's taken a few questions here.
That one of the most important things we have to do to reclaim our place as a leading innovator in the world is to have a better educated workforce. And that goes back to the days a long time ago now, over 5 years ago, when I was vice president and I surveyed all the Fortune 500 companies, said, what do you most need? And remember what they said?
A full tank of gas.
Better educated workforce. But they're not spending money to educate the workforce. But it's important that we do this. And the cybersecurity piece is one I think you're going to see where we need significantly larger number of experts in the area of cybersecurity working for private companies as well
we need
as
new librarians at the CIA.
Private companies being willing to share data as to what how they're protecting themselves. I think that's part of the long-term answer, not just in terms of energy, but across the board. I know that's not a direct response to your question, but it does impact on it, I think, down the road.
On Israel, sir, your thoughts on Israel?
Violence in the Middle East, and can you talk about what conversations you have had with officials there?
My NASA security staff and defense staff has been in constant contact with their counterparts in the Middle East, not just with the Israelis, but also with everyone from the Egyptians to the Saudis to the Emiratis, etc. And I had a conversation with Bibi Netanyahu not too long ago. I'll be putting out a statement very shortly on that. My expectation and hope is that this will be closing down sooner than later. But Israel has a right to defend itself when you have thousands of rockets flying into your territory. But I had a conversation for a while with the
Rashida Tlaib's not going to like that.
And, I think that
neither is Ilhan Omar.
My hope is that we'll see this coming to conclusion sooner than later. Thank you.
And how exactly is it going to come to a conclusion?
Which one of the 12 I've had?
Pelosi, Schumer, and the crew.
Infrastructure, sir. And in
you guys are bad. I'm not supposed to be answering all these questions. I'm supposed to leave, but I can't resist your questions. I came away encouraged. But I want to make it clear to you. I'm encouraged not just because of a solid meeting with
what's their name?
The Republican leader in the House.
What's his name? What's his name?
With Mitch or Senator McConnell, who I've known a long, long time and work with. I've been meeting with bipartisan leaders for a long time now. I've met with gosh knows how many. I mean, and there's more than one single group.
Gosh, there's doesn't know, and he doesn't know.
You know, groups made up of 10 to 20 members. There's been groups that I met with. For example, I met with yesterday with Kristen Sinema. I thought that was and she purported, and I believe her, to speak for some of the bipartisan, her friends who are both sides of the aisle about how to go forward with infrastructure. So I'm encouraged that there is room to have a compromise on a bipartisan bill that's solid and significant and a means by which to pay for it without dropping all of the burden on middle class and working class people. Look,
wait a second. I thought you weren't raising anybody's taxes.
Yeah.
What? Has he changed his mind again?
Exactly right. And it matters if you make $40,000 a year. It matters if you're a two-family person that making $80,000, $90,000, two wage earners. It matters.
What's a two-family person?
What I don't want to do.
we'll keep rolling on this. There's only so much people can take, for goodness sake. Here's the New York Times on the gas situation. Since the shutdown, there have been no long lines or major price hikes for gas. All the news that's not
very
in the print. The old gray lady is lying again. Alex Berenson, the former New York Times reporter, who's now a skeptic, shall we say, on the panic. He does some great tweets too. These days, I like to play a little game I call, how would this be reported if Trump were president? So here's some of these headlines from the events of the day. Inflation hits highest point in decades as president interferes with Fed. Israel and Hamas near war. Trump has no response. Kushner probably to blame. Now, here's another one. This is crime. Murders on track to reach 24-year high. White House will not comment. Entire Southeast faces crippling gasoline shortage. Trump golfs. Alex Berenson knows his mass media as a former reporter for the old gray lady. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr. A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. So my advice to you, take your Raycons with you. Whether you're working out to a pumped up playlist or listening to a podcast on your commute, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. With Raycon, you get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Their wireless earbuds look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors with customizable gel tips for a comfortable in-ear fit. Raycons are built to go wherever you go, with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. And with a 24-hour battery life, they're a must-have for your daily grind, all day, every day. Get 15% off Raycon at buyraycon.com/Howie. Raycon has a 45-day happiness guarantee, so give them a try. You'll be surprised you ever went anywhere without them. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off your order. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you now hoarding gasoline?
Yes, I am.
You told them to be honest. Now only 14% say they're hoarding gasoline.
Next thing you know, you listeners, people taking our poll question are going to tell me you're not a two-family person that Joe Biden was just referring to. Did you notice he was referring to buy, and then he realized who he was talking about and then just cut it, didn't say buy anything. Okay. I'll just leave it at that.
Does Hunter qualify as a two-family person?
I think he at least two families, at least two. You see that thing from the woman that may have been a Chinese spy saying, "I wish we could have gotten together when I knew you better. We could have been very good friends." Oh, really? You mean like Eric Swalwell and Madam Fang Fang? All right. I just want to play. We got some people who want to talk about what's been going on, but I want to play a couple of things. This is the way if the American media, their mainstream media, were honest, this is how they would be talking about the Biden administration. This is the Australian news. I think it's Sky News in Australia. And they're just, this guy down there is just talking about how bad Biden is. And we're going to play you a few cuts here. Cut 25. Okay.
How can we believe any self-respecting world leader will take this bloke seriously? Can you imagine what it's like talking to him live? And you mean to say this bloke Biden isn't cognitively delinquent?
Cognitively delinquent. I would have used the word deficient, but I think delinquent gets it done just as well. Cut 26.
The plight of migrants, the burden they have placed on US resources, which Trump was addressing, not a word, not a word. But Biden waxed lyrical about the virtue of raising taxes. All these left-wing clots in the Democratic Party don't understand that if you raise taxes on corporations, then those corporations will move offshore and take American jobs with them.
Why can't we get anchor men like him here in the United States? Cut 24.
And of course, China is militarizing ports across our region. It's invaded Taiwan's airspace. What did the leader of the free world have to say in his first address about any of that today? Nothing.
Finally, one last cut on what should Biden do next, or what should his handlers do next? Cut 28.
Well, someone of significant note is going to have to tap this bloke on the shoulder and tell him he's got to go. The tragedy is the replacement is Kamala Harris, as big a disaster. Her own party didn't want her in the runoff for the Democratic nomination. She received 2% of the vote. If we don't think the free world is in a mess, we are bad students of the current international situation.
603 says it's not dementia, it's a cognitive crunch. That's a good one. Thank you. Thank you for giving us the proper euphemism. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Howie. Good to hear you, man. You're a lifeline out here, I got to tell you. I spend a lot of time speaking to people I consider the salt of the earth folks. They're not only Howie listeners, most of them are small business people. And they've all got a little thing under their skin right now. They're not afraid of their own ability, but they are concerned about the commander-in-chief and the direction we're going in. And I think this gas thing seems like a little bit of a temporary bump, but it could be a whole lot more serious than that. And I think that, you know, the natives are getting nervous. So that's one message. And one other comment. You spoke about the New York Times in the beginning of your show.
Yes.
I like the old motto, Howie. New York Times, all the news that's fit to tint.
Thanks. Thanks for the call, Dan. 844-500-4242. Who takes the New York Times seriously, though? I mean, I don't know anybody. I guess if, you know, you were raised in New York and you want to see the ads and the obituaries, maybe you do. But, I mean, I can't imagine it. They keep sending me these letters telling me to subscribe because I used to subscribe a long, long time ago. And they've never given up trying to get me back. There's no way I would read the New York Times under any circumstances. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey, Howie Carr. You know, last week I went to the hospital. I stayed 3 days at the hospital. I have bronchitis and also have food poisoning. And then I want to ask
food poisoning. Wait a second. Mr. Garcia, did you get one of those free burgers from the mayor of Newark to take the shot? Is that how you got the food poisoning?
No, it was my birthday last week, and then we went to a Mexican food, and I tell you, I stayed there 3 days. First of all, one nurse had two Max K95. Yeah, tell her, you're going to die if you wear two Max. He said, no, I'm very scared. I'm very scared to get the corona.
Oh,
and
God.
Then, well, you had the vaccine, right?
Yeah.
You said, yeah, I got the vaccine. Yeah. Why you should wear one? The lady had two masks, the nurse. Oh. And I tell you, I'm feeling a little better right now, Howie Carr. I miss you. I want to call you last week, but I was so tired.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're feeling better, Mr. Garcia, and get well soon, and stay away from those free eats that they're giving out in the city of Newark, you know, or you'll be back in the hospital again, probably with another case of ptomaine poisoning. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie, I was reading yesterday's journal, and there was an article quoting Mr. Frosty.
Yes.
And he was saying that the federal inability to prevent the cyber attacks is causing a vulnerability to our electrical system. I thought that was oil going through those, refined oil going through those pipelines. I don't know anybody that...
No, it is. It is refined oil going through there. And now Granholm, she's the energy secretary who had a smirk on her face yesterday when she was talking about the gas shortages. Let's just that reminds me. Let's play that cut of Jennifer. Cut 22. Listen to her talk about Marie Antoinette of the day. Cut 22.
We obviously are all in on making sure that we meet the president's goals of getting to 100% clean electricity by 2035 and net zero carbon emissions by 2050. And, you know, if you drive an electric car, this would not be affecting you, clearly.
Where do these people think electricity comes from? Does it come from a rabbit? Does it come from a herd of unicorns that are roaming the Great Plains states? Where do they think they're going to get the power if they get rid of fossil fuels?
You just plug it in. That's all. That's right. You just plug it in. What's the problem?
I just got to read you this thing. This is from the Wall Street Journal. There's a group called the International Energy Agency, and it's a government group, but they really... I mean, they're probably going to be defunded because they told the truth about all these this green energy. And The plan to use far more green energy and less hydrocarbons, the oil, natural gas, and coal that today supply 84% of global energy needs. So they put out a 287-page report, the International Energy Agency, and it's about the role of critical minerals. These are the minerals you need to produce the so-called clean energy. They call them energy transition minerals, ETMs. The IEA finds that with a global energy transition like the one Biden envisions, demand for key minerals such as lithium, graphite, nickel, and rare earth metals would explode, rising by respectively 4,200%, 2,500%, 1,900%, and 1,700% by 2040. The world does not have the capacity to meet such demand. And if it were pursued at the quantities dictated by the goals of the energy transition, the world would face daunting environmental, economic, and social challenges. For instance, this is this left-wing group, International Energy Agency. Green energy machines use far more critical minerals than conventional energy machines do. A typical electric car, though that's the one Granholm wants, the typical electric car requires six times the mineral inputs of a conventional car, and an onshore wind plant requires nine times more mineral resources than a gas-fired power plant. And it also takes over 16 years on average to go from finding these minerals in the ground to actually extracting them. 16 years. Start tomorrow, a new ETM production will only begin after 2035. And Biden wants to be 100% carbon free by 2035. You want to know another problem with these new sources? You need the minerals. You got to mine them. Mineral and mining processing require large volumes of water. A serious issue is when around half of global lithium and copper production takes place in areas of high water stress. It also poses contamination risks through acid mine drainage, wastewater discharge, and disposal of tailings. Today, the oil and gas market is characterized by supply diversity. The three top producers, among them the U.S., account for less than half of global supply. The three top producers for three key ETMs, those are the energy transition minerals, control more than 80% of global supply. Here we find China utterly dominant, while the U.S. isn't even a player. So Joe Biden wants to go to a new energy system where China would dominate supplies. How do you think that's going to work out for the United States of America? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We'll be back with your calls in just a moment. I'm talking about HelloFresh here. HelloFresh, we had a caller earlier talking about how she got chased around a supermarket in Meredith, New Hampshire because she wasn't wearing a mask. If you don't want to deal with this kind of BS of going to the supermarket, but you want to get the best food possible, you need to check out HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers right to your door. It lets me and some of our listeners skip the grocery store, and you don't have to sacrifice delicious meals. HelloFresh isn't takeout or some space food you microwave for 10 minutes. These are whole restaurant-quality meals made with fresh pre-portioned ingredients right down to the seasonings that you can prepare in as little as 20 minutes. And again, I got a letter from one of our listeners who took me up on my recommendation to get HelloFresh, and she and her husband are particularly happy with it. I'm loving the food and loving how everything is measured out and ready to go. No need to have all kinds of measuring cups and utensils around, messing up the kitchen when we're trying to make dinner. At first, I thought maybe it was a bit of a splurge, but given the quality of the food, the ease of the prep, and the total deliciousness of the meal, I truly think HelloFresh is worth every cent. And I now have enough confidence in HelloFresh to try things that I might not have tried otherwise, like the pork enchiladas. I know I'll be able to prepare something new properly, and I will have a better chance of liking it. And then she adds, HelloFresh might be your best advertiser ever. So that's high praise from a regular listener, and I think you're going to find that it's a great product as well. Taylor loves it. Grace loves it. I love it. HelloFresh will send all the ingredients right to your door and deliver them contact-free. Again, no Karens, no masks, no one-way aisles, none of that. You also get these easy-to-follow recipe cards with pictures at every step. With more than 25 chef-created recipes to pick from each week, you'll never run out of meals to try. And something else to feel good about, HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 to get 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12 for 12 free meals. HelloFresh.com/Howie12, code Howie12. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fat head, you!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
844-500-4242. The other problem is if you're getting these minerals out of China, guess who's going to be digging them up? It's kind of like who's building the solar panels in China, which climate envoy John Forbes Live Shot Kerry admitted today in the congressional hearing. He was with Representative McCall from Texas, and he admitted that the Chinese use slave labor. Cut 18.
How can you assure us or ensure that this quest that we're on, that slave labor coming out of China, where genocide is taking place as we speak, are never a part of the climate solution in the United States?
You're absolutely correct. It is a problem. Xinjiang province not only produces some of the solar panels that we believe are being, in some cases, produced in forced labor by Uyghurs, but also there are a significant amount of rare earth mineral that's used in solar panels themselves. It is my understanding that the Biden administration is right now in the process of assessing whether or not that will be the target of sanctions. I've heard some discussion about it. I'm not privy to where that decision is at this point in time.
I think it may all depend on how much money they're willing to pay Hunter Biden under the table, and how much money the big guy is going to get if they want to continue to use slave labor to build solar panels and to extract the rare earth minerals.
Can I get out of here, please?
But, of course, he had to leave early. Cut 19.
I was just asking my staff. I thought we originally, I think the hearing was set from 10 to noon, and I can push to 12:30, but I am flying commercial and have a flight that I have to make, so I have to leave here by 12:30.
Oh, the humanity!
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
I have to fly commercial. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
Howie, nobody exposes the left like you do. You got a great show. If the cyber attack on our oil pipeline does come from Russia, can we, for one, assume that it has the approval of the government? And don't you think they would also have the ability to hack into other oil pipelines and possibly the electric grid?
Well, How about the voting systems across the country? If they can hack into the pipeline, isn't it possible that they're hacking into the voting systems as well, Frank?
Sure, I believe they can probably get into almost anything.
Yeah, I know. And but you know, one of the texters was just saying, as long as Joe Biden's sending out all these Uber and Lyft cars for people to get vaccines, can he also have the Uber and Lyft cars drop them off at a place where they can get a photo ID so that we can have some kind of election integrity in the United States of America? I know they're not terribly concerned about that, to put it mildly. Thanks for the call, Frank. Douglas, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Douglas.
Hi. I have a comment on the inflation numbers.
Yes.
And correct me if I'm wrong, do they still represent the inflation numbers ex food and energy?
Yes, exactly. That's correct. I noticed that today. I'd forgotten about that till I read it in a story. Yes.
The two things that people purchase every day, almost everybody purchases food and energy. We're not going to count that. So I'd be like, why don't you include Sherman tanks? Because I don't buy them.
No, you're right. I mean, I think the inflation is worse, and it's going to get worse. I mean, if you remember the 1970s again, it starts slow, and then it just gets worse and worse and worse. And when you finally got to get rid of it, I mean, you know, Reagan, when he was first elected, he had to put the economy into a full recession to just stop everything, you know, and that's why they lost so many House and Senate seats in 1982, because he was trying to, get rid of the inflation, and finally everything came back in time for the 1984 election. But it's easy to make a mess. Sin in haste, repent at leisure, as they say. We'll be repenting at leisure for this sinning in haste. I'm Howie Carr.